critical thinking is the most important skill you can have when you're living in a world that seems to have lost its mind. Everyone out there is trying to tell you what to think. I want to teach you how to think. In every episode, I'm exposing the logical fallacies being used by advertisers, politicians, influencers, news outlets, social media memes, and maybe even your own best friend. Warning, listening to this podcast will cause you to see bad thinking everywhere. Welcome to the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast. Hey, what is up, thinkers? Kathy Gibbons here. Welcome back to another episode of the Filter Through Brain Cell podcast. I am so glad you're back. I appreciate my listeners so much. Seriously, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for reviewing. And if you haven't, would you just take a quick second and maybe just hit the share button from wherever you listen from and send this to a friend that you think might enjoy the podcast as well? I'd love to be able to share this with more people. Okay, so let's start off today by reviewing a fallacy we covered earlier this season, the appeal to closure fallacy. Okay, do you want to hit pause real quick and see if you can remember what the appeal to closure fallacy is? All right, so the appeal to closure fallacy happens when someone argues that a particular issue or question should be closed, settled, resolved, stop talking about it, simply because people are tired of discussing it or because they feel a strong emotional need for closure. So if you want to review or hear more about this fallacy, go back and check out episode 153. Are you a homeschooling family who needs to do something different for math? Well, I have a solution for you. CTC Math. They are one of this show's sponsors. And CTC Math is an online math program that's very easy to set up, and it's perfect for all levels. This flexible and effective program is great for catch-up if your student needs to catch up, or if your student needs to be challenged a little bit, it'll do that as well. So visit ctcmath.com and see how it can fit into your family's life and your family's homeschool. Okay, let's dive into today's new fallacy, the pragmatic fallacy. Now, first, I think it might be helpful to define the word pragmatic. So dictionary.com defines it as dealing with things sensibly and realistically in a way that's based on practical rather than theoretical considerations. So if somebody's pragmatic, they're just super practical is kind of a simple way to say it. So the pragmatic fallacy happens when someone claims that something must be true because it's worked for them or they've seen it work for someone else. Basically, they receive some kind of practical benefit, so everyone should believe it's true. This fallacy might sound kind of familiar because it's a nuance. It's a combination of the hasty generalization fallacy we covered back in episode 38 and the anecdotal fallacy from episode 44. This fallacy is also sometimes called an appeal to convenience or an appeal to utility. So let me give you some examples. Here's a simple example of what this sounds like. Terry has a headache and his friend Chad says, "Diet Coke gets rid of headaches." Terry says, "Well, what do you mean?" And Chad replies, "Every time I get a headache, I drink a Diet Coke and it goes away. I'm telling you, it'll work." Okay, so you can probably see the fallacy here. Just because Chad saw a benefit once or twice doesn't mean that Diet Cokes are a proven treatment for headaches. All right, let me give you another example. Your 25-year-old uncle shows up at Christmas looking buff. He is happy to share with everybody what he's been doing, and he says, "CrossFit is the best type of exercise anyone could do. I got so strong after just 6 months of working out." Okay, do you see the fallacy here? Just because he's having great results doesn't mean it's the best exercise for everyone. What about people whose joints can't take a lot of pounding or people whose adrenal system can't do super high intensity exercise like that, right? There's a lot of other people who it might not be the best type of exercise for. So the problem behind the thinking in this fallacy, in the pragmatic fallacy, is that just because someone saw a benefit to something or they were satisfied with a certain outcome is not a guarantee that it will always work or that it'll benefit everyone. And let me just throw this in there. It's not even a guarantee that that thing actually, quote unquote, works. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, people have lots of biases, which we are going to cover in season two on this podcast. But one of those biases is called confirmation bias, where people tend to see things or tend to believe that they see things that back up what they already want to have happen or what they want to believe. So the pragmatic fallacy happens happens a lot in areas because people want to believe something or they want something to be true or they think it's true. And so they'll see things that make them believe that it is true. Now, the pragmatic fallacy happens a lot in areas of natural remedies or alternative health, and that's not the only area it happens in, but we do see it here. Here's an example. Your Auntie Megan says, essential oils are basically miracles. I know because every time I use them, I feel amazing the entire day. Now, are essential oils effective at doing certain things, and can they be helpful in certain areas for people? Sure, of course they can. And there's lots of info that you could get to learn more and read about what they do and how they affect the body. But to claim that something is a miracle just because that person feels amazing when they use them is committing the pragmatic fallacy. So the question to ask yourself if you think you're facing the pragmatic fallacy is this. They may have seen a benefit, but does that mean it's really true for everyone? I'll say it again. They may have seen a benefit, but does that mean it's really true for everyone? Okay, guys, that was short and sweet today. Remember, when you learn how to think, you will no longer fall prey to those who are trying to tell you what they want you to think. And it all starts with asking one simple question. Is that really true? I would love to hear from you. Do you have questions about fallacies and cognitive biases? Are you now starting to see and hear them everywhere around you too? Well, send them in. They just might get featured on the podcast. You can email them to me at think@filteritthroughabraincell.com, or you can connect with me on Instagram at filteritthroughabraincell. And if you want to be notified about when new episodes come out and all the things that we're doing, go to www.filteritthroughabraincell.com and sign up to receive email updates. I would love it if you would help us on our mission to teach society how to think well. Please subscribe, leave us a review, and share this podcast